the Thousand-Year Trust have been stewarding this big parcel of land, so 300 acres, and on that 300 acres, there's 80 acres of ancient temperate rainforest, which is this incredible habitat, and it once covered up to 20% of Britain, all down the western reaches, Scotland, all the way down to Land's End, and now less than 1% remains. So we're really lucky to have this incredible pocket that is left. And what we're doing on the site so far, we have tripled the amount of rainforest coverage. Although what that means is that at the minute it's very new woodland, it's not yet temperate rainforest, but we have now planted out over 30,000 trees, and eventually there will be 300 acres on the site. Next we're going to be spreading that across Cornwall, so we're working with local landowners and farmers to ensure that we can patchwork, you know, there's all these little fragments that are left, and we need to patchwork them all together so that there are all these corridors for biodiversity and for all the different creatures that live within the habitat to be able to move freely. And the biggest sort of piece of this really is that what we need is to understand these habitats better. For years, you know, people in the UK have championed and fought for tropical rainforests and their survival because they've always been known as the lungs of the planet. And what we're finding is that, you know, in the last few years, people are starting to realize that there's temperate rainforest here in the UK. And like I said, it's just such a small fragment that remains. What we need to do is to understand it so that we know about it, and we'll only save it if we love it. So we need to know more about what these habitats can do. And what we're finding is that they are incredible carbon sinks. They could be one of the best things that we could utilize in our fight against climate change, because each oak tree that's within the temperate rainforest can hold up to 600 species at a time. So when you extrapolate out, you know, if you have 80 acres of temperate rainforest, what it actually means is that your real estate in terms of how much sort of how many species are in there is just so much more, and it is just this huge carbon sink. That's what we're really wanting to get more information on. We really need people to come in and research it.
The vision for this research station then, I mean, in terms of, I've seen the crowdfunder, how much is it going to cost overall, and how much are you raising?
So it's looking like we need to fundraise 450,000. So this initial target of 50,000, at the minute, by the time that's reached, we will stretch it out to 70,000, and then we'll have, by the end of that, we will have 200,000 that we've already fundraised that we can break ground, build the foundations, and start building a community hub element. So it's kind of in three elements. There'll be a research station and a community hub and sort of an outdoor area with an outdoor sort of amphitheater so that we can do some outdoor performances. We can really get community members into the space as well. That's what we want, is just better access for everyone to be able to enjoy the space, not just, you know, researchers, but that's also an element of it. So yeah, it will have the research station and the community hub, where we'll be able to have volunteers, workshops, and there'll be a couple of bunk rooms where people can come in and stay, because there's nothing, it will be the first research station of its kind in Europe. So it's a really exciting project to be working on.
The fact that we've got this temperate rainforest on our doorstep, are people often surprised by that?
Really, really surprised and thrilled. Thrilled to know it's part of our cultural heritage and we don't know it. Like, we were once a rainforest people, and loads of our folkloric stories include temperate rainforests. So like Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and the Jabberwocky, like all these things were sort of centered around these beautiful, beautiful, huge, lush places. And we've kind of just forgotten about them. And it's so interesting, because through my work, I've been taking people through the forest and taking people on tours. And the feedback is so incredible. People just have this, there's so much awe and wonder, because they're so stunning. They're just, you know, they're deeply, deeply green and beautiful through the, you know, summer and spring months. They're dripping in mosses and lichens. Ferns are growing up the trees. They're so peaceful and quiet. You can feel the spongy mycelium network beneath your feet. Like the sort of the texture on the ground is so different. And I think there's a kind of a sense of pride that comes with it. It's almost this excitement that we have this really, something really special, pockets of it, just right here in the UK. And it's something that we never really knew about. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of excitement. It is becoming more and more known. even in the couple of years that I've been working up there, we would ask people, did you know that we had temperate rainforest? And people would overwhelmingly say no. That has definitely turned around. And that's through books like Guy Shrubsole's The Lost Rainforests of Britain. Lots of media coverage around rainforests over the last couple of years. And lots of that down to the Thousand Year Trust as well and some of the work we're doing.
And in terms of how people can support you, where are you at now and what do you need from people?
Well, very excitingly, we have reached 83% of our target. So we need £8,000 in the next 24 hours. And only 4,000 of that needs to come from the community because Aviva have jumped on board amazingly. And they are matching every unique donation up to £250.